It's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We sit for a while. We talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Miyun Tran. Welcome, Miyun, to KXCI.
Hello.
So what do you do all day down at the U of A?
I work in Dr. Zarnescu's lab. We study ALS. ALS is a neurodegenerative disease where it's very fast acting. Probably within 2 to 3 years, your motor neurons stop working and you become paralyzed. We're looking into how it works, why it happens, and ways that we can mitigate that. My team specifically work with aging. Aging is one of the biggest risk factors for neurodegeneration. So you can't avoid aging, unfortunately. We're looking at how aging affects what we call stress granules in your cells. Stress granules are basically clumpings of proteins and mRNAs, and usually they form when your cells are stressed and then they disappear. What we think happens is your stress granules form and they have a harder time disassembling, and so that can cause trouble. That's what we're looking into. What happens as you age and how that affects stress granules.
So these stress granules, they hang out together and then they don't want to break up their stress party. Do they have any relation to things like adrenaline and cortisol? Like, what are they?
Yeah, so stress granules form usually when there's oxidative stress, when you have too many radicals, which takes away your electrons and stuff like that. Things that mess with the cell. Physical stress on the cells when they're not getting enough food, that could also be another stress.
Basic, like, not being nurtured.
Yeah. Not functioning normally as they would.
You know, a lot of people make a big deal about self-care.
Yeah.
So bottom line is,
take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try not to get stressed out too much. Stress granules are pretty unknown by most people, even in research. And so studies are coming out about new things, and they're finding that these stress granules don't have any specific function. They don't have any genes or mRNA that they're specifically holding, which is what we thought before. But recently we're finding that
they're just good for nothing roommates.
Genes, probably not what stress granules are for. And so we're looking at maybe proteins are, you know, where it's at.
You're basically trying to figure out if the stress granules are good for doing
for
anything.
And see what's going on. Like, why are you forming and not dissipating? And
what is your deal?
What are you doing? You know, like, why are you here? What's your purpose? It's like life questions.
That's a big one. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so what are you going to do when you graduate?
My plan is to go to med school. So that's something that I've always wanted to do. Looking at maybe doing emergency medicine or neonatal.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes. And people have asked me this, like, what kind of music do you listen to? Like, on road trips especially.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have, like, a genre I listen to. I don't. I like what music makes me feel good at the moment, you know?
Exactly. I always feel like having a favorite goes against my personal freedom.
You know what? I totally agree with that. I hadn't thought about that, but I can't imagine myself listening to one genre for the rest of my life. I really can't.
Thank you so much for coming down to KXCI.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.